Over to Mr. Harold Feely. It looks like they are just moments away, and he's stepping up there, so we will be off, and Mr. Harold Feely will be on.
We had some technical issues at the beginning of the Hall of Fame induction ceremony. There are several places where our signal drops, and we do not have all of the Hall of Fame ceremony. We pick it up just a few moments into the induction for Christy Reisner-Diller, and there are a couple of spots where it cuts out. But for the most part, the Hall of Fame ceremony is here.
Christy transferred to The Ohio State University after 3 years at UD, and she graduated from OSU in 2001 with a Bachelor of Science degree in Allied Health. She has been a physical therapist for 16 years, with the last 10 years at the Community Sports and Therapy Center. She also is coaching cross country here at Fort Recovery High School. Christy and her husband, Jack, reside here in Fort Recovery. They have four children: Jake, who is a freshman, Megan, who is a seventh grader, Reese, who is in third grade, and second grader, Evan. Congratulations, Christy, on your induction in the FRHS Hall of Fame. Let's hear it. Our second in- This one might be a little tougher for me. Greg is a 2010 graduate who excelled in three sports during his athletic career at Fort Recovery High School. He earned three letters in baseball, where he was awarded the pitching award during his freshman, sophomore, and junior seasons. He ranks fifth all-time in career wins with 14, seventh in career strikeouts with 189, fifth in season ERA, 1.15, and first in season winning percentage. He was 5-0 in 2007. Greg won letters in football at FRHS. He was selected as a team MVP during his senior season. His name appears in our record books many, many times, including single game passing, 479 yards. Touchdown passes, 6. Completions, 31. As well as season records for passing, 2,804 yards. Completions, 196. And touchdown passes, 23. In his career, he passed for 6,689 yards on 490 completions with 57 touchdown passes, which are all school records. Greg also rewrote the record books in basketball. He is a career scoring leader with 1,727 points. Yeah, let's hear about that. points he scored during his senior season when he led the Indians to a MAC championship and a regional runner-up finish in the tournament, ranks third in season scoring. And by the way, that tournament game in Trent Arena, that was a killer for us, wasn't it, Gregor? There just happened to be an NFL wide receiver that was on the floor that night. There was also an NBA first-round draft choice that was on the floor that night. And I can just about bet you, if you asked anybody in that gym that night, who's the best player on the court, it would have been purple and white number 32, Greg Kyle. He has the fourth highest 42 points in FRH history. Greg was selected as a team MVP and first team All-MAC three times, including MAC Player of the Year twice. As a senior, he was the first team All-Ohio, and he was Division IV Player of the Year. Greg continued his basketball career at the University of Findlay, where he's in the record books numerous times, including fourth in career scoring and second in the highest scoring game with 55 points. He was selected as a GLIAC Player of the Year and second team All-American during his senior season. After graduation from Findlay, Greg played professional basketball in Spain for Porca Lide. A little tough one, I don't know. Greg currently lives in Miamisburg, Ohio. He works for Alt Henderson and Lewis as a staff accountant. I heard your boss is kind of a prick, too, I think. I heard that, so. On a more serious note, I will say, Luke Colling, I want to thank you for raising two of the neatest kids and working your butt off to make them so good on this basketball court. It gave us a lot of fun times and fun memories. Luke, you're the best, man. Greg also did a little coaching for us here at junior high level. We're hoping maybe we can get him back. Greg's currently single, but it ain't gonna be for long. He's got a beautiful fiance, Emma Owens, over here. He's gonna get married here in September of this year. Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for arguably one of the best athletes that ever played at Fort Recovery High School, Mr. Greg Colling. The display honoring these and the past inductees is in the hallway just behind me. There also will be a reception at the KFC Hall tonight following the varsity game. Everybody's invited. On behalf of the Athletic Booster Club, we'd like to thank everyone for helping us honor these great athletes. One more time, let's hear it for Greg and Christy. As Big P would say, come on. You can do better than that. Thanks, everyone.
It's time for high school basketball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
And we're here, Wayne Street Market pregame show. And the Fort Recovery Indians varsity team about to take on the Lancers. So, Jeff Bond, good afternoon. I can't hear you. Try it.
There we go. Yeah, all right. Welcome. Hey, thanks, Reese. How you doing tonight?
Not too bad.
It's good. JV squeaked out a win there. Went down to the wire. Wow. Didn't it?
Lancers had four opportunities in that last 15 seconds to get a steal, and they just couldn't do it. So
yeah, it was amazing. I mean, they had their opportunities, no doubt about it. And fortunately for the Indians, you know, they didn't foul till late either. So, one-on-one opportunities weren't there, and the Indians hold on and win by what, one?
One, yep. And right before the varsity came out and started doing their warm-ups. The Hall of Fame inductee, Greg Cogg and Christy Reisner-Diller. And Greg Cogg, I mean, one of the all-time best that's ever put on an Indian uniform. And I bet, Jeff, you could agree with that. And it's just one of those, I didn't get to see him play. And yeah, all the stories I've heard about him, it had to be incredible.
Yeah, I had the opportunity to coach him one year, the last year, his senior year, when I came back here to the fort. And undoubtedly the best player I've seen put on Indian uniform, but I didn't get to see the likes of Tom Bryant and those gentlemen. And in my area, definitely the best player I've seen. Never been around a kid that's tougher. I watch him sprain his ankle 3 or 4 times in practice. He would never take himself out. So, well-deserved. And Christy, yeah, I can't speak a lot because during that time I was in college, but I know she had a great career here for the Indians and a great college career. And my hat's off anybody can run the Boston Marathon yet now. So, but yeah, really good night. Always a great one. Hall of Fame. A lot of family, friends out here, and
brings a crowd.
Yeah, it does. It definitely does. And I'm real happy for Greg because that's well deserved. And I imagine he'll probably go into the Finley Hall of Fame before it's over too.
Yep. So we're gonna take a quick break here. We'll be back for the starting laps of the game. We'll be back here on Fort Recovery Radio.
From Wayne Street Market. Start your new year out with our salad selections and our produce section. Don't forget to add our Cooper's Turkey from the deli department to add on your salads. And remember, Valentine's Day will be here before you know it, so don't forget that special someone in your life. We do customized gift baskets for all occasions. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market in historic downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 24th to January 27th. All parts are discounted from 10 to 20% off. It's our busiest week of the year, so please pre-order and avoid the lines. Also, right now, Hall Brothers has plenty of forced air heaters, or more commonly known as space heaters, in stock. We also sell and service space heaters and snowblowers to get you through the winter freeze. Open house is coming up January 24th through the 27th at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2017 Chevy Cruze LT. It's dark gray with heated seats, remote starter, and backup camera. It only has 13,000 miles, and it's only $14,900. Check out this and all their other vehicles at hastingsauto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
And we're back here at the fort. And Coach Vaughn, you got the starters for both teams over there?
Yes, I do. For the Lincoln Boo Lancers, they're starting number 2, Caden Ringwall. He's a 5'7 senior. Number 11, Shayton Overholt, a 5'8 senior. Number 22, Tristan Miller, 6'1 senior. Number 30, Isaac Bowersock, a 6'3 senior. And number 4, Zane Miller, the 6'3 junior.
Senior heavy there.
Yes, sir. And for your Fort Recovery Indians tonight, they're starting number 2, Peyton Judy, the 6'4 junior guard. Number 4, Trevor Vaughn, 6'6 senior. Ryan Braun, number 5, 6'3 senior. Number 14, Cade Wendell, the 5'10 senior. And Noah Leonard, the 6'6 junior, number 15. So Indians going with a long lineup here tonight against the Lincoln View Lancers. I don't have a clue what the Lancers' record are this year. I know they're always competitive, and they're very well coached. I know that will definitely be It'll be an interesting one. So, like I said, they're coached by Brett Hammonds. He's a Crestview graduate. He does a great job. So, you know, the Indians and I just need to bounce back. Tough loss last night at St. Henry. Dominated the first half. I mean, just from every statistical standpoint, the Indians dominated. And unfortunately, the second half was a totally different story. And a lot of that attributed to Tyler Schlarman from St. Henry. Man, did he put on a performance.
Incredible.
And, you know, the thing about the young man would impress me the most. We got a lot of good players in the league, and I would take him as one of my top picks. Just, I mean, Reese, I don't know about you. He's not a showboat. He doesn't talk trash. He just flat out goes and plays. And Ryan Braun actually defensively was right where he needed to be every time.
Yep, and it's just, it's tail two halves, really.
Yeah, it was.
It's just one of those games where, like I said in the JV, during the JV game, it's just one of those games where somebody's got to step up other than Petey Judy. I mean, yeah, he can score 25 a night, but 25 points ain't going to win you
a
game. And just Ryan Braun played an okay game, 13 points. I mean, that's what I bet Coach Bayshore wants out of him. But just like Grant Canapke or Cade.
Yeah,
or
Grant.
Or even like a Noah or Trevor, just getting a few of those points just spread out will help this team incredible. And it's just one of those where it was the Peyton Judy show, and it didn't last for so long until they start facing him, and then Tyler Schlarman took the game into his own hands.
I'm surprised other teams haven't done that yet this year, and make other guys make plays, and obviously nobody else. You know, our offense just got a little stagnant second half, and I credit a lot of that to St. Henry's effort too. I mean, St. Henry definitely turned up the heat. I know Coach Rosenbeck was not happy, and but unfortunately for the Indians, we need other guys to score, and it just didn't happen last night like we needed it to. So hopefully the Indians can bounce back here tonight on Hall of Fame night. We got about minute 42. We'll take a break. We'll be back right after this.
Start your new year out with our salad selections in our produce section. Don't forget to add our Cooper's turkey from the deli department to add on your salads. And remember, Valentine's Day will be here before you know it, so don't forget that special someone in your life. We do customized gift baskets for all occasions. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market in historic downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
I remember a time when we didn't have to wear sweaters in the house to keep warm.
That was just a few months ago. It's called summer.
But now, why do we have to wear sweaters indoors?
Because we have a horrible heating system. And why are you talking like an old man? You're only 37.
Oh, I forgot. I'll call Reasoner Energy. They'll uncover any problems and give us solutions. I hear Reasoner Energy has been the go-to heating expert for years and years.
Stop it!
Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2014 GMC Terrain with the SLT1 package. It's pearl white with a leather interior, remote starter, and much more. It has 28,000 miles, and it's priced at only $19,400. Check out this and all our other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. According to the CDC, the peak month of flu activity is February, followed by January and March. Kalp Pharmacy is still offering flu vaccines, and walk-ins are welcome daily. So don't take the risk. Get the vaccine. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. So stop by for your flu shot at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Be sure to stop in to Brick Street Tavern every Friday night for a Queen of Hearts drawing at 10 o'clock. You could win thousands of dollars if your name is drawn and you pick the Queen of Hearts. The pot just keeps getting bigger every week that we have no winner. Ask your server for tickets when you stop in for lunch. You have to be there to win the full amount, but even if you can't get there for the drawing on Friday night, you can still get 40% of the pot. So be sure to get your tickets for Brick Street Tavern's Queen of Hearts drawing and be ready to win some big bucks. You can stop by Brick Street anytime to buy your tickets. The drawing will be every Friday night at 10 o'clock after the basketball games.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Now it's that. And we're back here, Fort Scott Fieldhouse. Scoreboard added.
Yeah, a little different there. But, yeah, start for the Indians tonight. Looks like he's going to be number zero, Grant Kanacki. Number two, Peyton Judy. Number five, Ryan Braun. Number 14, Cade Wendell. And number 12, Clay Schmidt. So the freshmen will get the start. So, again, for Lincoln View Lancers, they start number two, Ringwald. Number 11, Shayton Overholt. Number 22, Tristan Miller. Number 30, Isaac Bowerzock. And number 40, Zane Miller, the 6'3 junior. So Indians coming off a tough loss last night and needing to bounce back here tonight. So, again, the Indians come in tonight, win this contest, what, 6-2? 5-2?
Yep.
And like I said, Lincoln View, I'm not sure what their record is, but, you know, they're well coached, and they'll be ready to play here tonight. So, again, the JV team tonight, they won by one with a very exciting finish.
Wow.
Where, you know, there was several times where they had opportunities, Lincoln View did, to win that game, and Indians held on long enough. So,
yep, and the girls won, too. Both of them did.
Yeah, we had a nice day today. JV team won, I think, 43-19, and the varsity
won. Come on, coach. Yeah, I know that stat.
Huh?
You think? Come on.
Yeah, it was like 43-19. I don't know. In the varsity, I forget, we won by what, 18, 17? I'm not sure. So yeah, a good week for the Lady Indians. You know, they had three games this week and won all three. So that's always a good thing.
Next week is going to be a tough one with Jackson Center, one of the better. Oh, he's one of the best Shelby County League.
They've been in the Columbus the last 2 years, so yep. Indians got a big week, and then they got a big contest Thursday night at New Bremen. So, it's going to be a good week for the ladies, and hopefully we're up for the challenge. So we're getting ready to tip off here. I'd like to thank our first quarter sponsor, Fowler Mechanical. So, Coach Patch giving us crap that we don't know their record. I don't know. I blame Neil. That's not my responsibility.
Also,
but
Coach Patch just got the leading all-time wins.
222 wins.
Yep.
So
congratulations.
Yes,
man.
That is. That's quite an accomplishment. There have been a lot of good coaches around here. And so we're getting ready to tip off here. It's going to be Peyton Judy going up against the 6'3" Zane Miller. So we're ready to go. We got a Hall of Fame cast of referees tonight. We got Tony Sweeterman, Dan Holland, and Ben Kramer. So three of the state's best right here in this gym, Reese. We'll see what happens.
Yep, and really last night, I think Indians got hosed on a few.
Yeah, you know, there was a few. I agree. But I thought the worst one was probably Cade's. Clay Schmitz with the curl cut for Peyton Judy. Wide open, Clay underneath, loses the handle, turnover. Ringwald has it. Dribbles down right side, picks it up over to Zane Miller. Zane Miller swings it back around to the other side, goes to Overholt. He picks up his dribble, back to Ringwald. Ringwald drives middle, kicks back out to Overholt. Overholt says, let's reset things here. Right side it comes, Zane Miller. Back with a little handoff to Overholt. Pick and roll action. Overholt drives baseline, pull-up jumper up, and no good. Rebound, Peyton Judy. Nice-looking pull-up jumper there, but can't get it to fall. Brian Braun wheels, deals, about gets fouled. Thought he got fouled. No call, coming the other way. Brian Braun knocks it away. Cade Wendell has it. Drives in, picks up his dribble, finds Petey Judy up and in. So Peyton Judy on the assist from Cade Wendell makes it 8-3. Zane Miller has it. Comes across the timeline. Back up top it comes to Bowersock. Bowersock's over to Ringwald. Ringwald has it. Back out to Zane Miller. He traveled. No call. Picked up. Brought over to Bowersock. 10-footer up. No good. Rebound Grant Konefke. Grant Konefke has it. Brings it across the timeline. Out to Peyton Judy. Peyton Judy being guarded by Miller. One-hand pass. Grant. Extra pass. Cade Wendell. Three ball up. So
I mean, that's a play that Grant really could take a shot and just gave it up. He knew Cade was right open. Cade 6-3.
So Indians shooting well from the perimeter. They got three threes to start the game here. Could have used one of those last night in the fourth quarter.
For sure.
Zane Miller has it. Being guarded by Peyton Judy. Brings it back out top to Overholt. Overholt has it. Showing some patience. Brought to the right side to Tristan Miller. Tristan Miller swings at the Ringwald. He drives. Man, Ringwald can't dribble with his left hand at all. And I'll tell you what, when he was a freshman, I remember he was a decent player, but Overholt, 10-footer, up and good. So that is Shayton Overholt. He makes it 11-5. Peyton Judy has it. Comes across the timeline. High ball screen from Clay Schmitz. Petey drives, gets fouled, and Tony Sweeterman calls it, and he's going to go to the line to shoot two. So fouls called on number 30, Isaac Bowersock, team's first, his first. 3:32 to go here. Fowler Mechanical, 11-5.
3:32 left here in the first.
Little perspiration on the ball, Dan Holland. So here, Petey Judy goes to the Hall Brothers Case IH foul line. First one up and good. Peyton has six, makes it a 12-5 game. Number three, Logan Williams, and number 10, Ethan Kemmler, going to come into the game for the Lincoln View Lancers. Peyton Judy at the Hall Brothers foul line. Second one's up and it's good. So Peyton has seven. 13-5. Indians, 3:30 to go here. First quarter, Mechanical Fowler scoreboard. Inside it comes to Kemmler. He makes a move on Ryan Braun. Up, no good. Rebound Peyton Judy. That's Peyton's third rebound on the night. One-hand pass. No looker. And goes out of bounds. I guess tipped by Lincoln View. So gonna stay with the Indians. Comes to Peyton Judy, three ball left side, air ball, rebound, Kemmler. So here comes Zane Miller. So Cade Wendell has it, comes across the timeline. Ryan Braun has it on the right side. High ball screen by Clay Schmitz. Down into Clay, puts his shoulder down, throws an air ball, rebound Cade Wendell. So Cade Wendell with offensive rebound, makes it 15-5. Cade Wendell has his fifth point. Overholt has it, finds Zane Miller. Goes around Clay Schmitz for two. So
it's just too easy there.
I agree. Zane Miller has five, 15-7. Cade Wendell comes across the timeline, has it up top, kicks it left side, Ryan Braun beyond the arc, back up top to Grant Konefke, swung around to Cade. Cade has it. Over to Petey Judy. Petey shuffled his feet a little bit, about turned over, now it is. Clay Schmidt loses the handle. Clay's really winded right now. Three ball, Overholster up, no good. Rebound Ryan Braun, so
Running and gunning.
Yes, sir. Swung around. Ryan Braun, three ball on the way. Left side, up, no good. Hustle by Clade. Wendell is knocked out of bounds. So Noah Leonard's going to come in and replace Clay Schmitz.
He is winded.
He is winded bad. So looks like he's put a little weight back on, but he is awful winded. So Noah Leonard's going to come into the lineup. Overholt has it. Comes across the timeline, being barred by Grant Konecki. Ball screen, three ball on the way by number three. That was Williams, no good. Rebound Ryan Braun. On the run come the Indians. Over to Grant Konecki and turned over. Just a bad decision right there by Ryan Braun. Unfortunately, in a turnover. Kemmler has it. Over to Overholt. Overholt drives. Ringwald drives in. Left-hand layup. Got fouled and won. So not a very good defensive possession there by the Indians.
Even the last one wasn't too great. It's just they're just getting through the paint. No, not getting touched until they put up a shot, and they get fouled, and it's and one every time. I mean, it's just, I don't know.
Well, bad thing is they got by us easily. I mean, there was no resistance at all there on that drive, and I think the foul was on Ryan Braun, so Ringwald gets his first bucket. It's 15-9, 1:26 to go here. Fowler Mechanical first quarter. Long quarter here, actually, it seems like. Free throws up and good.
Derek G checked in for Grant Konecki.
And Alex Bowersock checks in for Ringwald. He's a 6-foot junior, number 15. Triggered into Peyton Judy. 1:23 to go. Peyton brings it across the timeline to Derek Judy on the right side. Noah Leonard's with the high ball screen. Moving screen, Noah Leonard. So Indians pick up another foul. That's team second. That's Noah's first. So he just got to kind of stay set on that. I'm not sure it was a blatant one, but, I mean, it's iffy. But, hey, referee called it, and it's a turnover going the other way. 10-5, 10-15 here. Indians in the lead. Over it comes to Williams on the left side. Inside it goes. Left-handed turnaround hook. No good. Rebound fought for. Stays. Goes with the Indians. So Indians fortunate there, Reese. That's a nice move right there by Ethan Kemmler in the post with his left hand. Quick move.
Yep. Petey inbounds it to Ryan Braun. Back to Petey. 1 minute left here in the first quarter. 15-10 our score here in the fourth.
Petey brings it across the timeline. Hesitation dribble. Takes it in. Kicks out Ryan Braun. He passes on the three. Loses the handle on it. And out it comes to the Lincoln View Lancers. Overholt has it. Swung around to Bowersock. Three ball on the way. Wow. Good thing, Noah Leonard. We got a kid just roaming on the baseline down here. Nobody knows what's going on. And we got a timeout by the Indians. The Indians are going to take a 30. We'll take a quick one. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
And we're back here for Sudfield House. Varsity competition between the Lincoln View Lancers, and the score on the first quarter Fall Mechanical scoreboard, 15-10, 34.2 seconds left here in the first. And Jeff Vaughn, the Indians are just on a struggle to get good possession in, and there have been a lot of turnovers.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And Darian Shepherd's in the house here looking for a headset. I don't know if we want to give him one, do we?
We have no one.
So, Derek Judy has it. Comes across the time. Over to Ryan Braun on the right-hand side. Ryan has it. Back over to Peyton Judy. Thrown inside. About out of bounds. And Noah saves it to Derek Judy. Derek Judy on the drive. Kicks it. Wow, a dangerous pass back out top to Petey Judy. 5 seconds. He's going to shoot it. No doubt about it. Turn around. Three. Off the mark. And that's your quarter. After one complete. 15-10. Fort Recovery Indians in the lead.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
And we're back here, Portside Fieldhouse. Darren Shepherd just checking in, and you're a little late there, Darren.
Yeah, I had work again.
Where'd you ref, all right?
Ref. I ref that Parkway JV boys against Lehman, and Parkway killed them by 23.
Really? You ref up there quite a bit, though.
That's my third or fourth game up there, so yeah.
I actually talked to the Doug Hughes, the varsity, and he always says good things about Darren, so.
Who was your partner tonight?
TK.
You and him do a lot of games together, don't you?
Couple, yeah.
Very nice.
So, well, here we go. Getting ready to go second quarter for the Indians on the floor. Derek Judy, Peyton Judy, Noah Leonard, Ryan Braun, and Cade Wendell. Indians lead 15-10. Like to thank our second quarter sponsor, Wangler Hardware. Steve and Mike Miner, there's a moving screen on Bowersock. So, man, they love that moving screen call tonight, for sure. Darren, if you want to learn something tonight, I said you got about three Hall of Fame referees doing this game tonight. So
that we do.
If you want to work on your form, technique, and everything, I would say you pay attention while you're on this broadcast.
I called a charge today, junior high boys at St. Henry. I didn't get it quite into it as the guy last night because I remember what you said.
Cade Wendell, handoff to Derek Judy, brought back up top to Peyton Judy. High ball screen, Noah Leonard. Peyton double team, lost it. Back to Ryan Braun, close to a double dribble call. Derek Judy has it. Cade Wendell, three ball up. Rebound, Noah Leonard. He misses it. Rebound, Kemmler. So good rebound by Noah, but he just kind of just threw it up afterwards. Over comes the Ringwald. Ringwald has it. Back up top to Miller. Back right side it comes to Alec Bowersock. Inside it goes to Kemmler. Kemmler makes a left-handed move. No good. Rebound, Noah Leonard. So Cade Wendell runs out, being guarded close by Overholt. Drives middle of the paint, picks up his dribble, kicks it back out to Ryan Braun. Ryan Braun has it, surveys. Back it comes. Up top, ball screen by Cade Wendell. Kick back out to Cade. Then it comes up top. Looks like a screen coming out for Derek Judy. Inside Petey Judy. Petey swings it right side. Ryan Braun on the drive in the paint over to Cade Wendell. Cade takes it and he gets fouled. So kind of a ticky-tack foul, needless to say, the Indians get it. And Cade's going to go to the line and shoot two.
Let's see, Darren, would that have been foul if you were out there?
Wasn't even looking at it.
So Cade's first one up.
It's no good. So yeah. Grant Konamke's going to come in. Clay Schmitz are going to come in. Derek Judy and Noah Leonard are going to go out of the game.
Eyes it.
I guess, you know, Ryan Braun's a pretty good player by the Indians, but it must not feel like he can come off the floor this year because he hasn't, you know, last night I don't think he came off, and I know he played good defense on Slarman, and here we got Dunn.
Showtime.
Judy up. And
hey, okay.
That was weak.
I like it, though.
It was weak, though. Petey has nine.
What are you going to do? Lay up, right hand layup?
I probably would have dunked it left-handed, Derek. Makes it 18-10. Indians in the lead, 6-14. Overhaul, three ball up and good. He answers. That's what I would have done, Darren. I would have just shot a three and said, I'll take 3 points instead of two. Cade Wendell has it. Across the timeline, 18-13. Indians in the lead, 6 minutes to go here. Wangler Hardware. Clay Schmitz has it. Swings at Grant Konamke. We need Grant to look at the bucket.
No kidding.
Cade, I'm sorry. Turnaround jumper, no good. Rebound, Zane Miller. So,
PDH,
I mean, Grant's got right now. I mean, I don't know sure what the deal is either. He
started off the year great.
I bet he averaged 22 going out into three games, and just lately he gets maybe two shot attempts a game. So, and it ain't like the defense are doing anything special to him at this point.
No, not at all.
Overholt has it. High ball screen comes from Miller. Overholt doesn't use it. Kick, ring wall, three ball, no good. Rebound, battled for, comes Overholt. He got bugged by Grant Konamke. And Grant's going to come out of the game. Coach O, Bayshore not real happy there that that effort, and Derek Judy's going in for him right here. Makes it 18-15, 5:13 to go. Tell you what, this lady gets crazy down here, doesn't she?
Yes, dude, she is awesome, though.
Yeah, she really gets into her game, knows the sport.
She's 69 years old. I talked to her last night.
Really? And yes. It is not Coach Bayshore's mom, which everybody thinks it is.
Yeah, I thought it was, too.
She's a fan from Greenville, and she is crazy.
She loves Coach Bayshore.
She loves the game of basketball, knows the game, too. Peyton Judy on the drive, kicks over to Ryan Braun. Inside, looking at Clay, had a nice seal over to Derek Judy. Drives, kicks out to Cade Wendell, fakes the three, pull-up jumper, caught in the air, turnover. Anytime you leave your feet, bad things happen.
Especially without a plan.
Now Cade's going to come out. We're going to have Grant Kanapke replace Cade, I'm guessing. Zane Smith, Miller kicks it out, lost it. Derek Judy with the steal. Derek looks to go, picks up his dribble. Ryan Braun has it. Left side, top of the key, takes the drive, middle, left, over to Derek Judy. Drives middle, pull-up jumper, block. Rejected by Overholt. Overholt goes, and he gets fouled by Derek Judy, I think, first. I thought he walked, too. A little frustration foul right there, I think. And we got Grant Kanapke going to come in and replace Cade Wendell. So on the floor, we have Ryan Braun, Peyton Judy, Grant Kanapke, Clay Schmitz, and Derek Judy. Comes in. Zane Miller has it. Overhaul, pull-up jumper, short rebound, Grant Kanapke.
Racket.
Yep, I agree. Grant holds up charge. So that's going to be Grant's second, and he comes out now. Cade's going to replace him. Grant knows I'm going to sit. So sometimes this, I don't know, as a player, Darian, I don't know, sometimes that plays some mind games with you, I think. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I
don't like it when a kid knows he's coming out when he made a mistake. I know sometimes you got to just play with him, but that happens. Overholt brings it across the timeline, gives it to Zane Miller. Zane Miller, flare screen for Overholt. Back up top to Miller, brought back around to the top to Zane Miller. Zane Miller being guarded closely, three ball ring wall up, and that's good. So Lincoln View battled back, and now they're leading 19-18. Wow. So a lot of missed opportunities and bad possessions on the offense here the last 3 minutes probably. Cade Wendell has it. He traveled, got away with it, and turns it over.
I mean, what does he think there?
Cade has a turnover. There they go. No good. Rebound Derek Judy. So Logan Williams a little out of control. Peyton Judy has it. Brings it across the timeline, drives in, Euro step, and he gets the rack with ease. So I guess
that's so easy.
At this point, I'd just play four round or 1-4 low and just let Petey get to the rack.
I mean, do it till they stop it.
Overholster another three ball, and there he goes again. So the young man hits two, puts Lincoln U up 22-20, their largest lead of the night. 3 minutes to go. Peyton Judy has it. Clear it out for him, boys. High ball screen, Clay. Petey drives, kick out. Derek Judy swung around, top
hit
of the key.
One,
three
Ronnie.
Ball, no good. Rebound.
Way to follow your shot.
Ryan Braun gets his own rebound. So good hustle by Ryan for a second chance opportunity. Over to Petey Judy, back cut.
Wow,
good
what
pass.
A play.
And a nice reverse layup.
That's
by
good
Derek
offense
Judy.
Right there.
So the Indians with a nice play there. Derek Judy on a cut and a nice pass by Peyton Judy. Tied up 22-all. Ringwald has it. Over to Miller. Miller drives, fouled
creepers,
by Clay. And
Clay.
No,
it's
my goodness,
defense.
That was pathetic D and a foul that was not called. So Peyton Judy has it. Comes across the timeline.
Coach says, Clay Galloway, Petey, go to work.
And he pulls
Don't
up
settle.
For a three. That's a bad
Don't
shot.
Settle.
You got the whole lane to yourself, and he settles for a three. So brought back down it goes. Peyton Judy gets blown by on defense. Kick off to Ringwald, up and good.
Can,
I'll
we,
tell you
can
what,
we not find a shooter?
Well, my problem is Petey will play on the offensive end, and right there he didn't play defense. So
oh
now here he comes.
Goodness, come here.
And he traveled.
I thought he traveled. I agree with Hammond there.
Oh, no.
He walked first.
Oh, get out of here.
Big time walk. So Peyton's got the call.
Give him two
shots.
He's
going to the foul line. I thought he traveled.
Wrong.
You know, Peyton's very talented on offense. There's no doubt about it. But if he wants to go to the next level, Darian, he better start being it up a little bit better, in my opinion.
I agree.
In my opinion. I know he can play offense, but
I agree.
He hit that one. He's got 12. It makes it 25-23. 1:39 to go here, Wengler Hardware, second quarter. Second shot's up and good. So it cuts it to a one-point lead, 1:39. Overholt has it. High ball screen, Zane Miller. Switched by the Indians over to Ringwald to Shooter. Drives in, loses control, and throws it out of bounds. So
legs.
Went right through Overholt's legs. Indians up by or down one. 1:28 to go. Ryan Braun triggers it in to Cade Wendell. Cade Wendell has it. Comes across the timeline. Looks to Ryan Braun. Inside to Peyton Judy. Peyton has it.
Got killed.
That again. Was a foul that time. I'll agree with you. And he did not travel. Peyton will go to the Hall Brothers foul line where he'll shoot two. Be his third or fourth trip to the line tonight. He's got 13. First free throw up, and it's good.
Ties are up.
25 all, 1:17 to go. Darian, you have any idea what Lincoln View's record is?
Don't have a clue.
At halftime, that's your job. And all right. The second free throw's up. Peyton has 15, makes it 26-25. 1:16 to go here, Wengler Hardware scoreboard.
What's Lincoln View's coach name?
Brent Hammonds, Crestview graduate, does a good job with these guys. Over to Overhaul, three ball. He loves that top of the key. This time, no good rebound. Peyton Judy. Peyton Judy has it. Comes across the timeline. Ryan Braun had a chance. Noah Leonard's had a really good seal there, and this did not look at him at all. So Ryan Braun has it again. Noah working hard in the post, has his man sealed. I'll tell you, if I'm a post player, I'm a little frustrated if I play on this team because they do not look in there much at all. Cade Wendell on the drive, kick out three on the way up, and that's good. So
I don't know if I like that shot.
Hey, when it goes in, it's a good shot.
I agree.
29-25, Indians with the lead. Nice job by Derek Judy. So 20 seconds to go. Right across the Bauer sock, up to Overholt, up top, being guarded by Derek Judy. Back out time to Overholt. Overholt being pressured by Judy. 8 seconds, 7 seconds. Curl cut. Judy just got blown by. Missed a shot.
D.
Overholt. No good. Rebound Noah Leonard. So
I thought Noah's going to give her a heave.
So at halftime, the Indians lead 29-25. We'll be back right after this.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Part of the Fort Recovery community for longer than most can remember. We're your neighbors and we love our community. You can trust us for honest advice when you're ready to take on your next home project. We specialize in Milwaukee power tools, but we have a variety of others. Since 1916, one thing has always been our lasting tradition: outstanding, friendly customer service. Experience the tradition of Wengler Ace Hardware. It's all here.
Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/join our team or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back here. Super Farms halftime show. And really, the Indians are just Well, just letting really the Lancers just stick around talking about the first half and just Coach Vaughn out. I just don't. They're a little flat. I mean, that's probably what Coach Bayshore expected after a tough loss of St. Henry. But we can't just let this team just stick around, and or they could be upset us here at the fort.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. You know, Indians come out with a fast start, hit some threes, and you know, like I said, Ryan Braun hit the first bucket of the game. He hadn't scored since, so you know, that seems to be kind of his MO here lately, and we need him to be consistent. So, you know, I thought overall pretty decent half. We had a second quarter, wasn't the prettiest quarter for us, but we had a nice run there to finish the quarter. Derek Jeudy with a nice three-pointer from the corner and put the Indians up 29-25. They're leading scoring with Peyton Jeudy as 15 here at halftime and Cade Wendell 6. So, the good thing is one half in the book, and we're leading by 4. So we'll take another break here, and we'll be back right after this.
You're tough. You've endured some of the most brutal weather imaginable. When others complain, you carry on. You're Ohio tough. But once you close your front door, there's no reason to put up with it anymore. Not if you've got the right heating solution from Reasoner Energy. Dual fuel heat pumps and furnaces and Geo thermal heat pumps. The best, the warmest, the most dependable heating solutions. Reasoner Energy. Ohio tough. Like you. Call 419-678-4858.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2014 GMC Terrain with the SLT1 package. It's pearl white with a leather interior, remote starter, and much more. It has 28,000 miles, and it's priced at only $19,400. Check out this and all our other vehicles at hastingsauto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 24th to January 27th. All parts are discounted from 10 to 20% off. It's our busiest week of the year, so please pre-order and avoid the lines. Also, right now, Hall Brothers has plenty of forced air heaters, or more commonly known as space heaters, in stock. We also sell and service space heaters and snowblowers to get you through the winter freeze. Open house is coming up January 24th through the 27th at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery.
Welcome back here to Portside Fieldhouse and the Les Johnson Halftime Show. I'll tell you what, man, Les is on fire tonight, isn't he, Reese?
Wow.
He reminds me of Reese Bob back in the day.
I'm about to play uniform because I'm standing in the corner.
Right now, if we had the Kyle Korver counter on, he'd have about 13 of them right now. So, again, the Indians lead here at halftime, 29-25. We got 4 minutes to go here till we're back ready for live action. So, what's your analysis of the first half there, Reese?
Another one of those halves at St. Henry where Petey, it's the Petey Jeudy show, basically. And really, Ryan Braun came off with the quick start with a three and really hadn't taken a shot since. And I just don't understand that. Like, there's times when we hit a guy quick and then we just don't even pass him the ball or don't even give him a look or don't even do something for him to get a basket. And really, Petey's just making for himself look, making it look easy. And it's, I mean, right now it's working, but I bet Lincoln View's going to come out here and say the same thing St. Henry did and either do something to stop Petey Jeudy.
And, you know, that's the thing. You know, as this season progresses and as we play more MAC teams, I think you're going to see a lot more face guarding
for
situations
sure.
on Peyton, guys that are going to body him. And, you know, that's when other guys have to step up, you know. So far tonight, you know, Cade does have 6, and as we speak, he's just draining threes.
Oh my
Les is hitting
scoring three after three right now. So we could have used him last night late in the game situation. So, again, the Indians lead here 29-25.
6-3, Darren said.
Yeah, so I mean, Lincoln U is 6-3. We found that out during the break thanks to Darian Shepherd. So
they're not bad-looking teams.
No, they're doing a nice job. Like I said, Brent Hammonds, does a nice job. And I know about 2 years ago or 3 years ago, they went to Columbus, and he graduated a whole host of seniors, and he's rebuilding as we speak. So we'll be back. 2:55 to go here in half, 29-25 Indians.
Hi, this is Jerry Kelp of Kelp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kelp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. According to the CDC, the peak month of flu activity is February, followed by January and March. Kelp Pharmacy is still offering flu vaccines, and walk-ins are welcome daily. So don't take the risk, get the vaccine. Kelp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. So stop by for your flu shot at Kelp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana today. Kelp Pharmacy Health Mart. Caring for you and about you.
Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/join our team or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Spider-Man there?
I don't know where you can find Spider-Man.
What about Superman?
I don't know where Superman, Spider-Man, or any other superhero friends are.
Don't you always have something for everyone?
We do, with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more. And we always offer super prices for your coverage.
Super prices? I never heard of that, superhero.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
And we're back here. Cooper Farms halftime show. About to start the second half, and I just seen Coach Bayshore mouth to Bubba. We're going back to the starters. So,
all right, so we're going to have Grant Konecki, Peyton Judy, Ryan Braun, Cade Wendell, and Clay Schmidt will be your starters. I'm assuming looks like the Lincoln View Lancers are going to go with their starting five. That's going to be Caden Ringwald, Overholt, Kristen Miller, Bowersock, and Zane Miller. So
let's see how they come out and guard P. And that would really be a big key role to this game. So
yeah, right now it'd be huge because Indians will have the ball to start the half. So
29-25, about to start the second half. Lance, whatever his name's out there, draining threes left and right.
Les Johnson.
Les Johnson.
Lance. He's a legend, Reese.
I haven't been around this community in long enough to.
So when you got to go do anything in the spring for baseball? Well, no, you got season coming up. I forget. You got a year left yet.
Yep, I have a year. 1 year left, and I go up to upper part of Michigan for college.
You're in upper P, huh?
Yep, Muskegon. I'm going to a community college and hopefully branching off after that to a higher D2, D1 baseball program. So yes, should be interesting.
Good luck for you. You better take up hunting up there if you get up to the UT.
Does not sound good at all.
It's almost like one of those, one of those days I'm going to put on Ohio State stuff. I don't know what kind of looks I'm going to get. So.
Three ball by Clay Schmitz. Way off. Rebound comes to Ringwald. So Ringwald has it. Costs handoff to Zane Miller. Zane Miller in the corner goes to Ringwald. Ringwald looks, kicks back out top to Overholt. Overholt has it. Calling out his play here. He has it in the center circle. Comes left side to Ringwald. Ringwald has it. He drives right, kicks it to Miller. Miller underneath to Zane Miller. Zane Miller has it back up top to Overholt. He picks up his dribble, kicks it right side. Zane Miller, three ball up, no good. Rebound battled for
Cade Wendell comes out with it. So Indians dodge a bullet there and about give up an offensive rebound. Over to Grant Kanapke. Grant has it, and it's taken right out of his hands, and Grant just picked up his third foul. So tell you what, Grant's really, really frustrated, and you know, I hope for that young man mentally he keeps it together here.
I agree. That's a guy we really need scoring, especially if we expect to go farther and after regular season time, we need him scoring the ball because teams aren't going to allow Petey to have 15 points in one half.
No, I agree 100%. You know, Grant just got to play through it. You know, it happens, and you can't be perfect. So Ringwall three ball up, and no good. Rebound battle for comes Overholt. Overholt has it. Kicks it left side to Zane Miller. Zane Miller has it. Kicks it back up top to Ringwall. Lincoln Butte showing some patience here. Overholt holds it, kicks it left side to Ringwald. He spins, goes in the paint, wheels, deals, no good. Rebound, Derek Jeudy. Derek Jeudy on the run, takes it across the timeline, kicks it to Cade Wendell. Three ball fought. Shake, back out it comes to Schmitz. Back over around the right side it comes. Chase, pardon the interruption, but Reese just about fell when he came back from his concession stand over to Ryan Braun.
Over that right killed side me the making. Good
Peyton
golly.
Jeudy, a turnover on the Indians. Ryan Braun can't handle it. Kicked over to Ringwald. Ringwald on the drive. Cut off by Derek Jeudy. Swung back up top to Zane Miller. Brown the right side to Tristan Miller. Tristan Miller has it. Curl cut by Ringwald. Not real good resistance there by the Indians. Overholser goes in. Wild shot. Fought for comes down to Peyton Jeudy. So Peyton probably has about five or six boards on the night. Cade Wendell has it. Picks up his dribble. Over on the right side to Ryan Braun. Inside it goes to Clay Schmitz, and we got a foul on Isaac Bowersock. That's the first time we looked to dump it into the post, I think, tonight.
I would probably agree.
And then Clay had very good position. It's about late. So number 10, Ethan Kemmler comes in. He's a 6'3 junior. Ethan, I think, has 2 points. Nope, no points on the night. Into Clay Schmitz. Has it in a post. Gets it stripped. Loose ball. Ryan Braun comes up with it and somehow gets a three-point play. So that was a train wreck, and all of a sudden, Bronny got it. Looked like
somebody
a train wreck.
Somebody stepped on it and rolled it. I think Bronny stepped on it, rolled back near him. And
four bodies on the floor at once. So,
hey, your wife won the 50-50.
Actually, it was my father-in-law. He couldn't walk that far. He sent her over, I believe. So I hope she did, but I don't think it was her ticket. Ryan Braun goes with the Hall Brothers foul line up, and no good. Battled for Zane Miller comes down with it. 31-25, 5:06 to go here for Recovery Insurance. Scoreboard, Overholt loses his balance. Picks it up, high ball screen. Nice job by Clay Schmitz to hedge it. Over on the right side it goes to Williams. He takes it inside. Kick back out to Ringwald. Back up top to Overholt. Overholt has it at the volleyball line. Backs up about. Ready to go across half court. Kicks it over to. Nice back cut. Bad defense by the Indians there. Well-designed play there, gentlemen. And Ringwald gets a bucket. He now has 11. 31-27. 4:31 to go here. For Recovery Insurance scoreboard. Wendell picks up his dribble over to Derek Jeudy. Derek Jeudy has it, crosses over, down to Ryan Braun. Ryan has it, Clay Schmitz in the post. Ryan drives the middle, kicks out Clay Schmitz. Clay Schmitz has it, ball screen by Ryan. One dribble, picks it up, goes back to Cade Wendell.
That seems Pete's trying to get in the paint more.
Petey's posting up hard. He's got a huge advantage, and now we just find him, and he got fouled, but that was a travel. After the foul.
After the foul.
After the foul.
Wrong.
I must be getting old, because that's a travel in my day.
I'm not going to disagree with you there.
Peyton Jeudy gets fouled, triggered into Ryan Braun. Ryan has it, Clay Schmitz right side. Nice slip by Cade Wendell. Lost the handle and got it back and scored in the post. So Cade's got eight, makes it 33-27. Ringwald has it. Ball screen comes this way by Kemmler. Kick out. Zane Miller wide open three. Up and good. So wide open three-pointer. Darian Shepard could have made that one. 33-30. 3:31 to go. Recovery Insurance scoreboard. Cade Wendell has it. Comes across the timeline. Picks up his dribble. Over to Peyton Judy. Peyton Judy, top of the key. Over to Clay Schmitz on the left side. Clay has it. Looks a couple jab steps. Looks to drive. And on the floor, foul. So good aggressive move by Clay, but unfortunately they call foul before the bucket. So foul on number 10. That's Ethan Kemmler. That's his first, team's fourth. Brought into Peyton Judy, left side in the corner. Jab step, he wants to take it, drives, pull up jumper behind the backboard, gets his own rebound. So not a great shot, but he stayed with it and put it back in. 35-30, 17 now for Peyton Judy. Over to Ringwald. Ringwald has it. Back over left side, it comes to Williams. In the right corner goes to Kemmler. Nice curl by Ringwald again. And I'll tell you what, we're not doing a very good job on that. Unfortunately for the Indians, Logan Williams misses a wide open layup. 2:40 to go. Peyton Judy has it on the drive, looking for a ball screen from Clay Schmitz. Peyton has it kicked up top to Cade Wendell. Cade drives up and in. So Cade Wendell has 10 on the night. He's got a couple buckets here in the third quarter. Makes it 37-30. Timeout. Lincoln View will take one with him. 37-30 Indians.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 24th to January 27th. All parts are discounted from 10 to 20% off. It's our busiest week of the year, so please pre-order and avoid the lines. Also, right now, Hall Brothers has plenty of forced air heaters, or more commonly known as space heaters, in stock. We also sell and service space heaters and snowblowers to get you through the winter freeze. Open house is coming up January 24th through the 27th at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery.
We're back here, Portside Fieldhouse. Jeff Vaughn along with Reese Rogers and Darian Shepard. 2:21 to go here. Fort Recovery Insurance scoreboard. Indians with a nice run here, 37-30. So Indians led in scoring right now by Peyton Judy. He has 17. Cade Wendell has 10 for the Indians. He has 4 here in the last couple minutes. Brought into Overholt. Being guarded closely by Cade Wendell. Over to Ringwald on the left side. Clayton Pearson checked into the ball game, and he just got called for a foul. So Clayton come in right there and got beat on the dribble, and that's going to be a foul. Clayton's first, team second. 2:11 to go. Feel like I'm doing this broadcast by myself. There's a steal by Clayton Pearson. Clayson gets it. He picks up his dribble over to Cade Wendell. Cade Wendell has it. Double high ball screen. It comes for Petey Judy, and Cade picks up his dribble. Bout walks, and Clay Schmitz just gets stripped by behind from Overhaul, and that's going to be a foul on Cade Wendell on the floor. So, tell you what, Clay having a little rough time at times. You know, he's definitely a freshman and all, but, you know, he's got to get back in shape. He's recovering from a really, really bad case.
Earlier, he looked a little. He was and puffing for air like Darian runs. That's what Darian looks like after running a little bit.
You ain't lying.
You ought to see me. Over to Ringwald. In the corner goes the Bowersock. Bowersock swings it back top to Overholser. Right side, Zane Miller. Zane Miller kicks it back to Bowersock. That's Isaac Bowersock, or Alex, sorry. Overhauled on the drive. Cade Wendell cuts him off. Three ball, Alec Bowersock. No good. Rebound, Noah Leonards. The Indians bring it across the timeline. Cade Wendell. He has it over to Petey Judy. Petey Judy about loses the handle. High ball screen comes, Noah Leonard. Double team Petey, and he's got it. Kicks to Ryan Braun. Somebody's got to be open. Noah Leonard, and he just rushes it and knocks it out of bounds. So Noah just in a hurry. not used to getting the ball, and just blew the layup there. So 37-30, 57. That's right there what I'm surprised other teams don't do to PD. Double him when he has the ball like
that. I agree. Make him get rid of it.
Make him get rid of
it. Make other guys score.
Cade Wendell guarding Overholt. We got 49 seconds. Low scoring affair. Nice job by Cade. Taking inside it goes against Noah Leonard. Nice left-handed jump hook. No good. Rebound fought for. Knocked out of bounds by Noah Leonard. So Zane Miller is going to trigger it in. Tony Sweeterman gives him the ball. Brought into Overholt. Overholt to Ringwald. Ringwald looked like he traveled. No call. Ringwald goes right by Clay Schmitz and now or Clay Clayton Pearson, and Peyton Judy gets called for the foul. Peyton needs to slide over there and take a charge, but not a very good job defending the drive there. So Ringwald's going to go to the foul line. He's going to shoot two. He's got 11 to lead the well. 11 for him, and also Overholt has 11 for Lincoln View. Indians led by Peyton Judy with 17. You two done fighting down there? It's like two little schoolgirls over here.
I'm not in school anymore, buddy.
Ringwall goes the foul line. Looking into the blackout tonight by the student section. Free throws up and good. So Ringwall.
I'd more say it's a black purple. I see a little pink in there.
Man, it was supposed to be a blackout.
Evidently, mental.
First free throw is up. 37-31. 32 seconds to go here for Recovery Insurance scoreboard. Second one's up and good. So Ringwall leads the Lancers with 13. Brought into Cade Wendell. Cade Wendell has it. Little 1-3-1 or little 1-2-2 half-court trap. Cade Wendell with the cross-court pass to Noah Leonard. Peyton Judy up. No good. Rebound comes to Cade Wendell. Tries to force it in. Peyton Judy with good hands gets it and puts it in. So Indians pretty fortunate on that play. 39-32. Overholt brings it across the timeline. Over in the corner it goes. Kick back out to Overholt. Got fouled and no call.
Fouled?
You don't think that was a foul? I thought it was. 39-32. Indians lead here after three. Thanks to the third quarter sponsor, Fort Recovery Insurance. We'll be back with fourth quarter action right after this.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 24th to January 27th. All parts are discounted from 10 to 20% off. It's our busiest week of the year, so please pre-order and avoid the lines. Also, right now, Hall Brothers has plenty of forced air heaters, or more commonly known as space heaters, in stock. We also sell and service space heaters and snowblowers to get you through the winter freeze. Open house is coming up January 24th through the 27th at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. According to the CDC, the peak month of flu activity is February, followed by January and March. Kalp Pharmacy is still offering flu vaccines, and walk-ins are welcome daily. So don't take the risk, get the vaccine. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. So stop by for your flu shot at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart. Caring for you and about you.
And we're back here at Portside Fieldhouse. 39-32 our score. Varsity boys competition between the Lincoln View Lancers. Lincoln View Lancers.
Lincoln View has the ball. 39-32. Fourth quarter sponsor, Kalp's Pharmacy. Over to Zane Miller. Zane Miller has it. Brought up top, Overholt. Three ball up and good.
Nothing, so I'll tell you what,
when he gets open, he knocks him down. That's his third three. He has 13 now. 39-35. Noah Leonard has it. Kick out, turnover. Zane
just
Miller.
Hand it to him.
Zane Miller has it. And he loses a dribble. Brings her, Overholster, and he drills back to back. Indians lead now, cut to one, 39-38. Turnover was killer. Peyton Judy has it. Coach says clear it out and go one-on-one. They double him, kicks over, goes to Cade Wendell. Cade on the drive, spins, and gets the call. It's going to be a block by Dan Holland says.
Going to be a foul on Ringwald. Going to be his second, team's fifth. So Cade Wendell's going to go back to the Hall Brothers free throw line. Cade's got 10 on the night. Free throw up and no good. Indians lead 39-38. Cade's second free throw. Up and it's no good. So little deja vu from last night, boys, right here.
Yep.
Overholzer has it. Being guarded closely by Cade Wendell over to Williams. Williams goes right by Peyton Judy. No call. Rebound Peyton Judy. Peyton Judy has it. Being guarded by Williams. High ball screen comes. I'm assuming they're going to double him. I would. And Peyton Judy just loses the ball. Turnover. Williams has it. Williams hands it off to Overholt. Overholt about dribbles. Oh, that was a call that should have been made, and there was none. Williams has it. Left side. Brought up top to Ringwald. Ringwald on the drive. Goes by Derek Judy and one. So that takes the lead for the Lincoln View Lancers. They take the lead 40-39, a chance to add on. Derek Judy kind of got beat there on it, and he had to reach in, and that was and one.
Ringwald will go to the line shooting.
How many?
First one up.
And it's no good.
Guys, it, flies it, and doinks it.
40-39, Lincoln View in the lead. Calp Pharmacy fourth quarter scoreboard, 6:15 to go. And we got a turnover. Who was that on? I wasn't watching.
Derek Judy.
And we're going to take a timeout with them. We'll be right back. Indians trail 40-39.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. According to the CDC, the peak month of flu activity is February, followed by January and March. Kalp Pharmacy is still offering flu vaccines, and walk-ins are welcome daily. So don't take the risk. Get the vaccine. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. So stop by for your flu shot at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart. Caring for you and about you.
We're back here, Portside Fieldhouse, 6:10 to go here in the fourth quarter. Cal's Pharmacy scoreboard. Indians trail by one, 40-39. At the beginning of this quarter, what it was it? Indians had a six-point advantage?
I don't know.
Could you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Now we can. Indians trail, 40-39, 6:10 to go here. Cal's Pharmacy scoreboard. I was asking, what was the lead at the end of the third quarter? Seven? Six?
Six sounds about right.
I think it was like 37, 31, possibly.
Sounds about right.
And so Indians are trailing. Lincoln View has it. Overholzer has it. Being guarded by... Oh, backdoor play.
Wow.
Derek Judy just lobbed.
That's the
goodness.
Third time Derek Judy's gotten backdoored.
Yes, it is. And now it's 42-39. So... not a very good job defensively there by the Indians. Peyton Judy has it. Kicks it to Cade Wendell. Over to Ryan Braun. Need Brawny to get going a little bit. And we have a foul on number 10, Ethan Kemmler. Called by Ben Kramer. Kemmler doesn't agree, but needless to say, the guys in the stripes unfortunately have the last say sometimes. Ain't that right, Darian?
Yes, sir, that is correct.
Cade Wendell has it. He's going to trigger it in. Looking, kicks it out top to Derek Judy. Dangerous pass, about stripped away. Derek tracks it down.
Almost tackled Derek, and he keeps falling over the line.
Inside to Petey Judy. Takes it inside.
And one.
And they didn't call it. That's going to be Petey's 21st point. Indians trail by one, 42-41. Zane Miller has it knocked away. Going to be knocked out of bounds by Clay Schmidt. So nice hands by Clay. And Grant Kanapke is going to get off the bench and check in, I would think, for Judy, Derek Judy. So we got to have Grant get back into a little bit of a
get out of this funk here. Brought in, it comes to Zane Miller, being guarded by Schmitz, over to Overholt. Being guarded by Cade Wendell, back to Ringwald. Ringwald brings it back up top, the volleyball line to Overholt, over to Ringwald. Ringwald has it. Williams, kick out, three balls. Miller up and good. So, nice looking. I'll tell you, Miller's got a nice looking stroke. That's his third three, and that's an offensive foul. I agree. Darren, yep. You think so?
Absolutely.
Peyton Judy puts his forearm at him and shoves him down, and he complains about it, but I got to agree with Tony Sweeterman on that. 45-41. Coach Bayshore felt like they were pulling on his jersey. I couldn't see that part of it, but Petey definitely put his forearm out. Miller triggers it into Overholt. Overholt has it to Ringwald. Back over to Overholt. Overholt takes the ball screen, picks it up, kicks it out to Ringwald. Ringwald on the drive, kick back to Overholt. Over to Miller in the corner, into the post, knocked out of bounds, unfortunately, by Kanapke. I think that might have was going to head out of bounds, but good hustle by Grant on that. Lancers triggered in under their bucket. Kick to Zane Miller. Zane Miller has it. Drives the lane. Gets stripped from behind and going to be a foul on Clay Schmidt.
Why does he keep gambling?
Clay?
Yes.
He kind of overran the play there, didn't he?
Well, most of these guys are faster than him.
And
he's trying to get up all in their grill, and they just go around him, and then he fouls.
That's going to be Clay's first foul, team seven. So Zane Miller's going to go to the line. Referees are doing a little laundry check right here. I thought it was illegal to roll your waistband.
It is.
I see Jason Williams, or Logan Williams, has his down. And so does the shooter.
All of them do.
They all do. Huh. Thought that was a point emphasis. I think these three guys would have noticed that. But
Hall of Famers.
For the Indians, they get this free throw by Zane Miller.
Ohio.
Nice slip by Ryan Braun in a bucket. Ryan Braun with a bucket, first one in a while. He's got seven. Indians trail by two. Nice play there by the Indians. Overholt has it. Logan Lewis.
Whoa!
Oh, he just stood up and didn't call it. Wow! So, maybe there's a reach, no call, loose ball. My goodness, this is getting out of hand all of a sudden. Ringwall has it up top. Both coaches are upset. That definitely was a travel. Darian, don't. Oh, long three ball. Miller up and good. So Zane Miller drills his fourth three. He's got 14. Makes it 48-43. 3:40 to go.
This kid is just killing Petey, not shouting me nuts.
A lot of hand checking going on. No calls both ways. Ryan Braun on the drive, kicks it out.
Kanapke,
left side. Petey Judy in the post.
And one.
And he scores. So Petey Judy, we got a timeout by the Indians. The Indians are going to take a 30-second timeout. We'll take a quick one. Indians trail 48-45.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 24th to January 27th. All parts are discounted from 10 to 20% off. It's our busiest week of the year, so please pre-order and avoid the lines. Also, right now, Hall Brothers has plenty of forced air heaters, or more commonly known as space heaters, in stock. We also sell and service space heaters and snowblowers to get you through the winter freeze. Open house is coming up January 24th through the 27th at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery.
We're back here live, Portside Fieldhouse, Scouts Pharmacy, fourth quarter scoreboard, 3:21 to go. Indians trail 48-45. Coach Bayshore still upset about that no travel call, which it was. Darren, you can't get back up, can you?
You're not allowed to get back up.
And he did, and I agree why Coach Bayshore's upset. Zane Miller on the drive, kicks it over to Williams. Williams has it, cross-court pass to Ringwald, about picked off by Grant Kanapke. Overholt has it, being guarded by Cade Wendell. Backdoor, oh my goodness, we
wow.
About got toasted again on it. Overholt just didn't throw, now we do.
Oh, Lord.
Wow, Grant Kanapke lost his man. Easy 2 points there for Lincoln View, 50-45. Petey Judy comes down, going to have a hand check foul, and he's going to go to the line and shoot 1-1.
Is that a missed call there, right there? Because that doesn't make, I mean, it's... with two guys running on the side, I think they would call before the guy on the baseline would, but I don't know. I'm not.
Sometimes I think it's better off just having two officials, to be honest.
No.
You don't think so?
Not at all.
Free throw up and good by Peyton Judy. He's got 24.
Wow.
Why you say that? I think guys don't know who's called what at times with three.
I mean, everybody has a primary.
Second free throw up and good by Peyton. He's got 25. Indians trail by three, 50-47. Deep it goes. Good catch by Overholt. Dangerous pass. Logan Williams has it. Brings it back to Overholt. Being guarded closely by Cade Wendell. Zane Miller again. Indians lose him. And a lazy, easy layup for the Lancers. So Indians defense kind of had a couple breakdowns. Derek Judy has it. Brings it into Cade Wendell. Cade lowers his shoulder. Kick back out to Derek Judy. Drives baseline. What'd they call there?
Block.
Push, yeah.
Push block. That'll be a foul on number 10, Ethan Kemmler. Kemmel, that's going to be his second foul. Team's eight. So Derek Judy going to go to the line, shooting 1-1, 52-47. Indians trail. First one's up and good. I'd like to thank our fourth quarter sponsor, Calb's Pharmacy. Derek Judy has it. Takes it up. And he makes the second. Makes it 52-49. Indians showing some full court pressure. Zane Miller has it. Drives across the timeline. Gives it to Logan Williams. Logan Williams has it. Picked up his dribble. Luckily, Indians need to have a little pressure on with him at five count, wasn't it?
Yeah, but PD's
and they call timeout. I agree. Going to be a full timeout. We'll take it with it. 52-49. Indians in the lead. 2:06 to go.
The Fort Recovery community for longer than most can remember. We're your neighbors and we love our community. You can trust us for honest advice when you're ready to take on your next home project. We specialize in Milwaukee power tools, but we have a variety of others. Since 1916, one thing has always been our lasting tradition: outstanding, friendly customer service. Experience the tradition of Wangler Ace Hardware. It's all here.
Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/join our team or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
We're back here, Portside Fieldhouse. 2:06 to go. Indians trail, 52-49.
We talked so much about this, and that guy Lou just looked at his waist, and he's seen that they're rolled off, and he doesn't say a word.
Indians have two timeouts. Lincoln View has two timeouts. Well, I've watched it where guys really make an emphasis of that, but every one of them have it down. Lincoln View has a hard time getting it in. They get it into Overholt in the backcourt. He comes across, being guarded by Cade Wendell. Overholt has it, picks up his dribble, brings it into Kemmel. Backdoor cut by Overholt, kick back out. Nope, Zane Miller looked like he was going to take the three and did not take it. Miller's had the hot hand here in the fourth quarter. There's a backdoor cut. Indians don't go. Oh, my good. Travel. And they didn't call it. Ringwald got it. Indians having a really difficult time defending backdoor cuts tonight.
I did not think that was a travel.
Grant Konecki, first shot of the night. Up and good. Going to be a timeout by Fort Recovery. Going to be a full. It's going to be 54 for the Lancers, 51 for the Indians. 1:32 to go here, fourth quarter. Calb's Pharmacy scoreboard.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadot from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Hi, this is Jerry Kelp of Kelp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kelp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. According to the CDC, the peak month of flu activity is February, followed by January and March. Kelp Pharmacy is still offering flu vaccines, and walk-ins are welcome daily. So don't take the risk, get the vaccine. Kelp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. So stop by for your flu shot at Kelp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana today. Kelp Pharmacy Health Mart. Caring for you and about you.
We're back in Portside Fieldhouse. Zane Miller triggers it in. Oh, my goodness. I'm glad you're not officiating tonight. There's a foul. No call. Ringwald arm. He did, didn't he? They're looking to foul. It looks like they want a foul right now. And Coach Bayshore awful ticked off right now at Petey for not fouling Zane Miller. And there's a foul on Grant Kanacki. During the break, if Don Kemper's listening, I hate to see the training you gave this young man. I'm doing. He's telling me you can bobble the ball
the whole way down the
all
court.
All the way down the court, yes, running, can. And it is not a travel.
It's not.
Holy smokes, Reese, I'm not very smart, but that's a travel. I'm sorry.
That's not a travel.
Ringwald.
That is why you're in the stands and I'm on the floor.
Ringwald with the free throw up and good. 55-51. Ringwald now has 22 for the Lancers. 1:13 to go here in the Cal Pharmacy.
I'm married.
I want to see it because I don't believe it. If that's the case, I'm going to teach my girls that move. Ringwald has it. Second free throw. Up, and it's good. So it makes it 56-51, 1:13 to go. Cade Wendell has it. Comes across the timeline. Indians in a little forecourt. Cade dribbles. Kicks it out to Grant Kanacki. Grant has it. Picks up his dribble back over to Cade Wendell, left side. Up top to Ryan Braun on the drive. Brawny.
And one. Petey was in the paint for an hour. That whole possession, I don't think Petey left the paint.
Number 10, old Ethan Kemmler gets the foul, his third. He's close to probably getting rung up there when he slammed the ball down. Ryan Braun's going to the line, shooting two. Indians down five, first free throw up and good. Ryan has eight. Number 22 comes back in the game. Tristan Miller had been in for quite a long time. Ryan Braun has it. Count Hall Brothers foul line. Second free throw's up. And it slides out, rebound Zane Miller, and he's fouled by Cade Wendell. So Zane Miller's going to go to the foul line. He's going to be shooting two. Indians trail by four, 57.3 seconds to go here, Cal's Pharmacy scoreboard. Zane Miller going to go to the line, shooting. Well, I guess it is still a common foul, ninth team foul. Free throw by Zane Miller is up, and he missed again. So the guy strokes the three but can't make foul shots. He's missed all of his foul shots tonight. Peyton Judy on the drive up, gets his own rebound, and he gets fouled. Unfortunately, missed the first one, but he's going to go to the foul line for the second opportunity, and that foul is going to be on Logan Williams, his 13th, 10th, so Indians shoot two the rest of the way, 48.3 seconds. Any response from our referee?
Nope, not yet.
First free throw's up and good. Peyton's got 26 of the 53. They have one possession game, 56-53. Peyton Judy, next one, rolls around and gets a friendly roll. Brought into Ringwall, and he's fouled by Grant Kanapke. Surprised we're fouling right away and not trying to get a steal. I don't know.
That's his fifth.
That's going to be Grant's fifth. I imagine that's going to bring in Clayton Pearson or Clay Schmitz, I'm guessing. So Grant's going to foul out with 2 points on the night, and Clayton Pearson is going to come in and replace him. So Grant had a bucket here in the fourth quarter, but still on production's really taking a hit. Ringwald's going back to foul line where he's been pretty good tonight. He's got 23 points. The senior hits it. Young man's got a pretty nice beard there.
Better than Darren.
Kind of jealous. Better than mine.
Stalker's got the best one.
Second free throw.
47 seconds to go. Up and good. Makes it a four-point ball game. 58-54. 47 seconds to go. Oh, my goodness. About a turnover by Cade Wendell. Knocked out of bounds by Williams. Trying to get it in the hands of Peyton Judy. 43.7 seconds. Ryan Braun has it. Indians got out to a hot start, and all of a sudden, Cade Wendell on the drive up, blocked by Overhaul.
Not a foul.
Looked like a foul. No
crying
call.
Out loud. Aaron
Clayton Pearson.
Good pass.
On, and Ryan Braun gets a layup. Makes it a two-point ball game. 29 seconds to go. Ringwald has it.
Foul him. Foul.
And they're going to foul Williams there. They're going to foul Logan Williams. So a great pass by Clayton Pearson.
Good pass, CP.
Ryan Braun. So foul's going to be on Derek Judy, his third, team's 10th. So Logan Williams going to line, going to shoot two free throws. So nice pass by Clayton Pearson. First free throw, about an air ball by Logan Williams. So in the work, they'll have light. 22.9 seconds, 58-52, or 58-56. Must bad there. Second free throw, Logan Williams. Hopefully looks as bad as the first one. Second one's up, and it's a brick. No good. Rebound, Peyton Judy. Indians with a chance to win this baby or put it overtime. They're going to put it in the hands of Judy.
Don't settle. Do not settle.
Jason Williams, or Logan Williams, guarding him. Petey Judy, Ryan Braun takes it up.
Yes, and
timeout by Lincoln View. Well, close to travel, I thought, but
you're terrible. I'm so glad you never
forgot
left
he was
game.
Bobbling it. I forgot. That's a legal play. So Indians tie the ball game. Ryan Braun has his 12th point. So missed free throws.
Coach Bayshore just about threw out his right shoulder. So
we're
going to
take a break with him. It's tied ball game. 4.6 seconds to go.
Hi, this is Jerry Kelp of Kelp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kelp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. According to the CDC, the peak month of flu activity is February, followed by January and March. Kelp Pharmacy is still offering flu vaccines, and walk-ins are welcome daily. So don't take the risk. Get the vaccine. Kelp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. So stop by for your flu shot at Kelp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana today. Kelp Pharmacy Health Mart. Caring for you and about you.
We're back here live courtside field. Now it's tie ball game, 58 all here. Couch Pharmacy scoreboard, 4.6 seconds. Right here, I'm not sure what, I'm assuming they're going to try to get something to happen.
I would put a defensive group in.
Hopefully we don't foul.
Take Petey out, honestly.
Well, he's on the floor for the Indians. We got Ryan Braun, Cade Wendell, Clayton Pearson.
They tried to hide a little guy out
yeah,
here.
Yeah, they did. And he just about turned it over.
Oh, my God.
My goodness. Three-quarter court. Let's go. No good. Off the side. We're going to overtime.
Coach Bayshore just about had a heart attack and died on the floor, so I hope he's all right, and we'll play overtime basketball.
We'll be back right after this. We're going to OT here at the Ford.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. The new year brings new Medicare prescription drug coverage, and it can also bring new savings. If you're age 65 or over, our knowledgeable pharmacists and staff at Kalp Pharmacy can help you make sense of your Medicare prescription plans, and we'll look for ways to help you save money on prescriptions. Just bring your prescriptions into Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, or call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 and see if we can help you start saving. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
We're back here live, Portside Fieldhouse. We're looking at a little overtime here, Reese. 58 all. Indians get a tying basket by Ryan Braun on a busted play. So, Indians, they
Both teams. Would you be quiet? Both teams have 10 fouls, so both teams will be shooting two shots the rest of the way out. So Peyton Beauty's going to jump up against Ethan Kemmler. Thrown up, controlled by Lincoln View Lancers. Overholt has it, being guarded by Cade Wendell. Brought over to Kemmler. Oh, turnover, Kemmler.
Going, Kate.
Rebound, Cade Wendell. He drives in. He gets killed by
Jeepers
Kemmler.
Creepers, little boy.
That's going to be Kemmler's fourth foul. Kemmler had nothing in mind but fouling there.
We have no overtime sponsor.
Well, we're just going to say Neil Spencer, Fort Recovery Radio, overtime sponsor.
Thank you, Spencer.
Neil, thanks for your contributions to the community. First free throw good. Second one, Hall Brothers foul line up and good. 60-58, 3:49 to go here at Neil Spencer's FFR Radio. Sponsor, here we go. Back up top to Zane Miller, over to Ringwald. Ringwald being guarded by Derek Judy, brought over to Logan Williams. Being guarded by Peyton Judy. Good thing he's not a three-point shooter. That would have been in a face right there. Overhaul.
This guy's about to back, go on the backcourt.
Got a five-second call almost, and it comes. Spin move up, no good, miss. And then we got a flop and a foul.
I love it.
I hate that.
I love that. I love it.
Go do AAU.
Why wouldn't you?
Petey Judy flops and they call a foul.
Send it to the line. Find ways to win. You got to do what you got to do, buddy.
I guess.
She just bowed it the whole way down the floor.
But yeah, that would have been even better.
You have a response yet?
Petey no, I haven't.
Judy goes the line. He's got 27. Indians lead 60-58. Tell you what, Kemmler's had a rough night there in the Lancers. Right there's a reason. The ball don't lie, Darren.
Wrong.
Free throw no good by Judy.
Ball don't lie. He put the ball in quite a bit.
Tristan Miller comes in. Peyton Judy's second free throw. It's up, and it's good. So Indians up by three. 3:20 to go here in overtime. 61-58. Overhaul has it. Comes across the timeline, being guarded by Cade Wendell.
Yep.
First good call of the night right there. That was a moving screen definitely by Tristan Miller.
Gail Judy just about jumped to the roof.
She's about, I just saw that too.
She's about half crazy.
Yes, sir. I agree. Here they come. Double team on Cade Wendell. Indians up by three. Derek Judy back to Wendell. Wendell has it. Hands it off to Derek Judy. Another high ball screen comes. Derek picks up his dribble. Zane Miller falls down. High ball screen. And then there's a flop. Good.
Oh, my
call there. And there's an intent. Oh, my goodness. What a horrible call.
Oh, no.
But anyway, it goes in Indians a favor. They'll call a traveler on Zane Miller on the travel.
I think that's a makeup
for a
new foul.
At least
he didn't
call the flop.
It was a foul. He just grabbed his whole arm when he tried to go left. He can't do that.
Ryan Braun triggers it in. Out of
timeout, Bronny.
Throws it into Cade Wendell. Cade on the drive, and it's going to be a foul on Overholt. So Cade Wendell on the drive, foul on Overholt. Indians fortunate there, close to a five count. Cade streaks down, 2:44 to go, 61-58. Indians in the lead. First free throw up and good. Hall Brothers foul line. Cade's got 13. Might be career high, possibly.
I'd probably
second
say.
Free throw up.
Make it 14.
A friendly roll. Indians lead by five. The crazy Indian fan in front of us got the terrible
What's
towel.
Her name?
I don't know.
I got to find her name out.
But she's got her
she's
towel
awesome.
Waving.
CP.
Three ball. No good.
Got
the rebound. Ringwall gets fouled by Cade
on
Wendell.
The
oh. No, he's
Two
shooting.
Shots.
Make him earn them.
2:30 to go here in overtime. Indians lead 63-58. Ringwald's going to go to the foul line. He's had a very fine game himself. He's got 25. Free throw is up, and it's good. So Ringwald makes it number 26. And Logan Williams will come in and replace Tristan Miller.
stoppage in play here.
What's going on?
I'm not sure.
Iggy.
Ringwald has it. Three throws up and good. So Ringwald makes it a 63-60 ball game. 2:30 to go. Brought into Clayton Pearson.
Back clear out.
Cade Wendell. Cade clears it out. Double team coming. Almost turned over.
Get it out of there.
Eric Judy flips it around the corner. Comes all the way around the horn to Petey. He's going to flop, and they're going to call a foul. No. Kicks it back out to Cade Wendell. Over to Clayton Pearson. Clayton Pearson back up top. It comes to Derek Judy. Derek Judy has it. About loses a dribble. Over to Peyton. Into Peyton Judy. Back out to Clayton. Clayton Pearson back over to Ryan Braun. Swung back up top.
Offensive.
Wow.
Wow. Are you...
I kind of agree. Cade lowered his shoulders.
I totally agree. I called it.
Called the foul on Logan Williams. So I thought it was close, but... Indians get the call. 1:57. Cade goes back to Hall Brothers foul line. Free throw up and rolls in. Cade's got 15. Fort Recovery bench giving an earful to Kramer, and I'm not sure why, because they got the call there. You know?
They probably aren't giving the, he just wants to talk.
Free throw up, good by Cade. He's got 16.
And golly, we needed this out of him last 60. Night.
1:53 to go. Cade takes a hard shot over Halser. Up and no good. Rebound Ryan Braun. Cade Wendell, if I'm him, I'm really upset at my teammate over there.
Dude, you're not calling that screen out.
Cade got his head taken off.
Yes.
His bun about came out of his hair. 65-60. 1:50 to go. Overholt to the line. First free throw's up and good. Overholt has 20. He's had a nice game.
Liza.
Then Kramer's having the conversation with Ryan.
It's been going on the whole time, too.
He's just a good
guy. All fun and games, but 65-61. 1:50 to go here. Overtime at Portside Fieldhouse. Three throws up and good.
Little Rascals up there are pretty loud.
1 point, one possession game. Brought into Ryan Braun. Kicked it to Clayton. Oh, and Clayton, that's intentional foul. Clayton about traveled, but he didn't have possession.
I really,
so it wasn't.
Yeah, he bobbled it.
He's lucky he bobbled it. Clayton Pierce is going to go to the foul line to shoot two. First time the line tonight. Up and wow. Off the back of the backboard. Come on, Clayton. You can make this.
Come on, big guy.
65. Indians up 65-62. I know he does that again. They're going to foul him again right away. And the next one's up and no good. Rebound, Kemmler. Kemmler has
one possession.
Off the overhaul. 1:40 to go. High ball screen and Clayton ball. Ball it out. Good job by Clayton there.
Help.
Three
we've
ball.
Got to help.
Oh, no good. Battle four. My goodness. What a tip in by Kemmler. Makes it 65. They're going to foul
ball
him
your
right
hand.
There. Had a chance to foul him. Did it. Cade Wendell has it.
Good pass.
Into Petey Judy up and layup.
Play defense now.
Wow.
Oh, Cade my goodness.
Judy's got 30.
Guard him.
Indians back up three. Overholt has it. Back to Miller. Back up top to Kemmler. I'm really shocked Lancers didn't try to foul Clayton Pearson there.
I agree.
Overholt has it. Down three. 67-64.
Talk through the set.
Overholt has it. Drives left side.
Oh, my God.
Wide open three. Back. Ooh, in and out. Looked pretty good from here.
Hold
Peyton
the ball.
Judy has it. He's got to keep it in his hands. Don't give it up. He could. Oh, man. That's a weak call.
I don't know. I mean,
say Dan Holland made it, but Peyton, I mean, did you think
No, I didn't think he did, but he's probably calling a foul because Lincoln View's yelling to foul, so I mean.
Problem was almost, we could have got a 10-second call there because Petey was
taking his time.
Yep. So Peyton Judy's going to go to the foul line to shoot two, and then lead 67-64, make it 68-64. Peyton's got 31.
Yeah, Wizards.
Second free throw, up and good. He's got 32. Make it a two-possession game, 69-64.
Stay on your feet. Don't jump out at shooters.
Lancers wanted a foul. No call. Turnover. That could, CP picks it up. Takes it. Misses. Nice assist to Ryan Braun. That's going to do it. Ryan Braun's got 14. That's three on the way. No good. Rebound battle. Four. Loose ball.
On who?
What was that? And he calls a foul on Ryan Braun. Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man, oh, man. I take that back. If these guys make it in the Hall of Fame, refereeing's lost a lot.
Well, it's me.
Bryce didn't sweep it.
Sweep the floor. Sweep the floor.
Indians are going to get out here with a victory. 71-64.
Thank you, Ryan, for wiping up the floor. Big sweaty body.
Three throws up, and that's good. Logan Williams going to come in and replace Kemmler. Kemmler looks like he's got a cramp. Belt fell down. Tell you what, he had a great tip in on that one possession.
I mean, Ringwald about has six guys helped him tip it in.
28. Second free throw up and a good. 71-66. 13.8 seconds. Over to Cade Wendell. Cade drives. Loses.
Oh,
what do they got? Got Cade a foul on Logan Williams. Cade Wendell will go to the line. Free throw up and good.
Second up. Missed. Rebound by Lancers. Bringing up quick. Throws a
three
shot.
Ball up. No good.
Rebounded.
Got his own rebound.
Wow. What a good.
Impressive. That was impressive. Nice followed by Overhaul. He's got 23. So 72-68.8 seconds. I'd say this is pretty much over.
Who called a timeout?
They did.
Dumb.
Yeah, as a coach, you got to do everything you can to possibly.
No, that's not. There's nothing possible.
Yeah, there is. Wrong steal and a foul on a three-pointer.
It goes in.
That's just dumb.
Well, if there's guys playing defense like you out there, that's possible.
Dumb.
Like I said.
Wrong.
72-68. Indians are going to move to what? 8-2 on the year? Something like that? 7-2? I don't know.
Come on, Darren. Where's your stats?
They lost a few.
They lost two, didn't they? Three? I don't know.
I thought it was three.
I don't know.
I could be wrong.
That could be. I don't know. Indians, all they got to do is get it inbounds, and this thing's over, and there's a hold. Two blue. Foul on Ringwald holding Peyton Judy. Peyton likes it. He's going to make his average go up a little higher with easy buckets. So, with that being said, Petey's going to go to the line, looking for points 33 and 34. This is pretty much over here. I wish my wife had my keys so she can warm up the van. Peyton Judy goes to foul line. Hall Brothers foul line. Free throws up, and it rolls in. Payne's got 33. David Brown's happy over there, standing up with his camera.
Davey Brown. There Payne's he is.
He's got 33 on the night, 73-68. Next free throw's up, and it's short. Zane Miller says, I'm done. That's the final here, fourth side fieldhouse. 73-68, your Indians victorious. We'll be back right after this.
Hello, this is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and check out our new evening specials. On Monday evening, you can get a sub basket for only $7. Choose from one of our seven different subs, plus your choice of two of our many sides. On Tuesday, it's our wing night featuring 50-cent wings and boneless wings and 75-cent drafts. On Wednesday evenings, you can get $3 off any large pizza, any toppings. Thursdays, you can get our hand-cut grilled or breaded tenderloin basket with your choice of two sides for only $5.50. And with all of our specials, you can eat here or take it home. Stop in any night and check out our new evening specials at Brick Street Tavern.
And we're back here at the 4. 4
Fort Recovery Varsity Boys going to win here. Darren Shepp, what do you think about the game?
I'm just really impressed by the grit and the fight of the Indians, you know. They had a lead early in the first half. They kind of lost it, but a little adversity, and we responded well. So after a big night last night, coming off a loss to a St. Henry team that we led pretty much the whole game, things go wrong. A little adversity last night, and we don't respond very well last night, and tonight we do respond, so that's good to see out of the Indians.
And PDG, our leading scorer tonight, 33, and then K. Wendell falling up right behind him, 17, then Ryan Brown, 14. I mean, those are stats Coach Bishop would like to see. I mean, like I said at the beginning of the game, somebody else has got to score other than PDG, and Brian's been doing it every night in, night out, and then K. Wendell playing a heck of a game, and his defense is, I mean, probably one of the best defenders on this team for sure, Darren. So
for sure, and Kate's defense and pressure, that turns into easy points for everybody else. You know, you got a guy like that. It's kind of like back to my senior year. We had Brandon Shane. Everybody knew Speedy was the greatest defender in the MAC. Probably. I mean, he made so many guys turn the ball over and lead to easy transition points for us. So that definitely helps the Indians out. Kate's ball pressure out there, and he creates turnovers and makes other guards' lives hectic, so that's good to have.
Defense turns into offense, like they always say there.
That's what they say. So we're going to take a commercial break. We'll be back right after these messages. Hopefully Coach Bayshore will be up here to talk with us about the game.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 24th to January 27th. All parts are discounted from 10 to 20% off. It's our busiest week of the year, so please pre-order and avoid the lines. Also, right now, Hall Brothers has plenty of forced air heaters, or more commonly known as space heaters, in stock. We also sell and service space heaters and snowblowers to get you through the winter freeze. Open house is coming up January 24th through the 27th at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2017 Chevy Cruze LT. It's dark gray with heated seats, remote starter, and backup camera. It only has 13,000 miles, and it's only $14,900. Check out this and all their other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
This is the first thing you hear after the power goes out. Silence. But that doesn't last very long. The next thing you hear is complaining, then the inevitable whining. No TV, no power for laptops and tablets. How long do you think their cell phone will last without a recharge? How about your cell phone? Now's the time to call Reasoner Energy and talk about Generac generators. Not only do they operate quietly, a Generac generator from Reasoner will silence complaining and whining. Call 419-678-4858.
And we're back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Coach Bayshore looking like he's going to be coming up here. He's on his way up here with his kid in his hand, so.
There he is.
Thank you.
Coach Bill on the headset, and Coach, what a win. I mean, you almost have to give credit to the grit and the grind the kids put into that game. And it's just, you guys played a fantastic first half, and then that second half kind of got away from you, and then the overtime, you just basically took away.
Just
run with it.
We don't ever make anything easy, but like you said, to get down like we were, 6 or 7 points or whatever it was there, under 2 minutes, and we just kept clawing our way, you know, and credit to Petey there. He didn't force that shot. He saw Bronny cut, or whoever it was, underneath the basket, got one basket. And hats off to our kids. This is playing really hard down the stretch when things went south really quickly there in the fourth.
Yeah, and like I said, last night we had a little adversity in the St. Henry game. We didn't really respond very well as we came out on the unhappy side of that thing. And a little adversity also tonight, and I like to see us come back after a hard-fought game last night. Kids probably come back tired on a Saturday night playing Lincoln View here, and they responded to a little adversity tonight, so that's good to see out of them.
Well, and like I said, that's... They're a really solid basketball team, Lincoln View is. They're well-disciplined. They execute extremely well. And those two kids were just, they did whatever they wanted to do there for a little bit, you know. They didn't look like much, but those kids on their team, 2 and 11, really, really took control for a while there. And, you know, I thought we did a better job on 11 in the second half when Cade went on him a little bit, you know. But, you know, Clayton Pearson doesn't get a lot of run, and then he made some nice plays for us down the stretch, got a couple steals. I like to say that he threw that pass off the backboard to Bronny on the other side. But
I was going to say, great minutes by Clayton Pearson there at the end. We had Grant foul out. Grant didn't have a great night, but he fouls out, and CP's number is called, and he comes in, and he responds very well, comes out, knows his role. I remember he caught the ball on the top of the key, wide open three, has a chance to shoot a three, and he dishes it down to the to Bronny for a wide open layup that cut up the lead to 2. I mean, right there, it's a 4-point game. He's got a wide open 3. Most guys are probably going to shoot that wide open 3 because they're open, but Clayton Pearson sees a wide open guy under the basket, creates it to a 1-score game.
Well, he comes in and he's playing in the 4 spot, which is his spot to play in, and he just did everything he could to help us win, and that's what we always preach all year long is when your number's called, you try to do your job the best you can, and we had that tonight. And then I thought in the first half, no, Leonard did a nice job on the boards, you know, and Clay's still battling back from mono, so he's getting it's coming. All right, he'll be there.
A few times he's huffing puffing for some air.
But I thought we'd, and then you know what, when you scored 33 points like Petey did tonight, you did some work, and they were pushing and shoving and punching and kicking him all night long, and for him, he still got 33.
It's also good to see Bronny and Kay kicking in a few. I mean, senior leadership there, and they're
sure. Right, and like you said, Cade hits big free throws down the stretch, and more importantly, to bounce back, like you said, after last night, and then have adversity again tonight, and then still bounce back and get the win, that says a lot about how are the heart of our kids.
Yep. Yes, for sure. So, Coach, congrats on the win. We will be back after these few messages. Thank you, Coach Bayshore, your time.
Thanks, guys.
Hello, this is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and check out our new evening specials. On Monday evening, you can get a sub basket for only $7.